Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Somebody's birthday today. No, yesterday. Or was it two? When was your birthday, Rich?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. He was the which anniversary of your 39th birthday was it?
It was that I can't add that on.
Happy birthday, Rich.
Thank you.
Big
we
birthday.
We were talking earlier just for our listeners about it. I just turned 70. And I had dinner with some friends last night. We all agreed. We're all about the same age. And we said when we were little, we didn't know anybody who was 70.
I know. And I wasn't shocked that he turned 70. I just was shocked that he had friends to go to dinner with. That was what amazed me.
And I didn't have to pay.
That is a shocker. I didn't even know that. Okay, so we're talking about the Trump administration, the incoming Trump administration, and how the impact. We talked about previously how did the election happen, and then we talked about the impact on the United States. What about on the world, Rich?
That's the big question, isn't it? We'll know a lot more when the Congress gets back on January 3rd and the Senate starts holding hearings into the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who will by that time have been the former CEO and chairman of ExxonMobil.
This will be the new Congress, too, right?
The new Congress, yeah.
This will be the new. The old guys are gone. They're history.
They're done, yeah. The Constitution says that the term begins on January 3rd.
So before he's president, the new Congress is checking out his nominees.
Yeah, because the big one, Treasury, State, Defense, you'd like to be able to get those guys sworn, those people sworn
time.
In, you know, very quickly, so you don't want to wait till January 20th. So they can use that 3-week head start.
But we don't know who those guys are going to be. I want to go back to Trump. Trump mano a mano with Putin and with the mullahs and with the idiot North Korea.
That's where I was going to go with Rex Tillerson. That he's a guy that he got his big boost.
CEO of Exxon, now nominated for state. Go ahead.
Yeah, and he has owned for Exxon the China book since he was a relatively young man.
Yeah.
So he really does know these guys. And my point when I talk to people is, look, the difference is, I mean, tell me who you'd rather have. Somebody who has run a company that does business in whatever it is, 150 countries,
right.
30 countries, whatever the number is, doesn't matter. Or somebody whose entire foreign policy chops were earned sitting in a committee hearing room in Washington, D.C. And
right.
I think that, I mean, again.
So you think his methodology is right, but do you like the man?
Again, just like Trump, I'm absolutely willing to give him a choice. These people aren't being nominated for both.
Condi Rice, and who else recommended him?
Gates.
Gates. Bob Gates recommended him. That's pretty high praise.
That's pretty high praise, but then you find out that ExxonMobil is their client.
Well, that's a good point.
Firm.
That's a good point. Yeah. Okay, fine. Whatever.
Nothing free.
So, all right. So, what? How's he going? But so we know Trump's going to be better for Israel than Obama was.
Right.
But what about the Middle East?
Well, again, if Trump is as good at making deals as he says, and so far has demonstrated that he is. That he may look at these things with fresh eyes. It drives the State Department crazy. You know, when he picks up a phone and talks to a foreign leader, you know, 2 months before he's going to be president.
But the fact is,
as a developer, and we both know guys like this, you know, people that are developers, they have relatively small staffs. They have, you know, maybe hundreds or thousands of subcontractors. You know, they know how to make a deal. I mean, you go to the...
But isn't that going to be where he's going to be different, whereas a lot of presidents would have stayed hands-off and just let their people negotiate? He's going to get involved, isn't he?
I think that's exactly the point. And when the President of the United States picks up the phone and calls, you know, the King of Saudi Arabia, the King's taking the call.
Yeah. And so that's a way... I mean, he's going to be moving some needles in a way that they've never been moved before. He's playing a different rules than a lot of people. I mean, he's just not, he doesn't have the same playbook that the other, the political playbook that they've had in the past.
Right, because he didn't come up through the system. He doesn't know all the people. He hasn't been all the same receptions. I mean, he hasn't been, you know, hanging out in the corridors of
And Rich, that's an entrepreneur's, what you just described, entrepreneurship. How many times have somebody asked me, Bicycam, how did you do that? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, I didn't know I could. Right.
So my point is, I mean, and guess what? Those things that they were asking me about were good things.
Yeah, and I mean, when I've told this story 1,000 times, that when I first came to Washington in 1977, I didn't know you needed to know somebody to get a job, so I just showed up and got a job.
I didn't know it. Hey, Rich, happy
birthday. I would
ask them,
but I never would have been here.
Thanks
Thank
for
you,
being here.
It's very kind of you.
Happy birthday, and I hope you have many more. Let's do some more together.
I hope so. Thank
Rich
you.
Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.